So I picked up this woman that was hitchhiking into to Bucharest, Romania. And, you know, girl, you know, like maybe 18 or 20 years old. So she jumps in my car and I ask her where she's going. And she says she's going into Bucharest to meet her boyfriend. I said, okay. And I don't remember. I was pretty good with German. I still am. And some Eastern Europeans knew English, some knew German. But we were able to communicate. And I don't remember the language that we used. Also, I got along relatively well in French. We went and we met her boyfriend. We met up with her boyfriend. And they told me that there were some Americans that were in Bucharest playing tennis. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, and then she mentioned who they were. And she mentioned the three American tennis players that were there, Stan Smith, Charles Passerell, and Arthur Ashe. And Stan Smith went to USC, and Charles and Art, of course, were at UCLA. And UCLA and USC were, at the time I was a student, and maybe thereafter, the number one and number two teams in the United States in collegiate tennis. And they told me where Art was staying. They knew the hotel where he was staying because at the time they had two Romanian players that were among the best in the world. And they were Ilie Năstase and Jan Tyriac. And Ilie Năstase was the equivalent of John McEnroe, but earlier version, the bad boy of tennis. And Ilie, he drove a red Mustang, and he was one of the very, very few people in Eastern Europe that could have an American car because they were prohibitively expensive. And because he was such a star athlete, he had his red Mustang. And they at the time I was in Romania, the Americans were playing in Paris. They were playing in a tournament. And what they did was they left Paris to go to Bucharest because there had been a lot of flooding in northern Romania and a lot of people lost their homes. And so Năstase and Tyriac invited the Americans to come to Bucharest to play in a tennis exhibition to raise money for the people that were affected by the flooding and had lost their homes. So we went to the hotel where Art was staying. I was really excited, you know, because I hadn't seen him for, 5 years? I guess it had been 5 years. This was 1970, and our lives went in different directions. And they told me at the hotel that he was at dinner. He went out to a restaurant to dinner. And he was with some other people at a fancy restaurant. Now, mind you, I was camping out for a half a year. So I wasn't exactly staying. I didn't stay at any hotels. And during my entire half a year in Eastern Europe, I only stayed in a hotel once. And that was when I was in Istanbul, where I couldn't safely sleep in my car or in a park or anywhere. I couldn't do it as an American. So, and there's probably a law against it. So I found a cheap hotel and that's where I stayed, you know. But they told me he was out at a certain restaurant having dinner. And then the couple, this young couple, that the girl that I picked up and her boyfriend, we drove to the restaurant and we went into the restaurant and I went up behind Art while he was eating it was a long table with people at it. There must have been 12 or 15 people there. And I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, hi, hi Art. And he almost choked on his food. And he said, well, what are you doing here? I said, I can ask you the same question. And we talked for just a few minutes and he told me, you know, where he was staying and what his room was. And he said, come on by my room, you know, later. And so I ended up staying with him for 3 days.